This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca Cruz, Joshua Landis. There's much international news this week as usual. And really a big deal this week, Rebecca, that Russia was kicked out of the G8. They're going back to the original G7, the group of seven, the most industrialized countries in the world. Obviously, this is a result of Russia's annexation of Crimea. The Germans seem to have some reservations, but the rest definitely not. They're now moving their planned meeting that was going to be in Sochi in June is now moving to Brussels. I mean, is this likely really to have an effect on Russia? Obviously, they're being punished, but what's this going to do? What is it going to accomplish?
This is primarily symbolic. The group of industrial countries, as you mentioned, the G8, now the G7, is not necessarily all that powerful anymore. This is a group of countries, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United States, of course, and the UK. But more importantly now is actually the G20, which includes countries like Russia, China, and India, these growing economies. They are absolutely not going to kick Russia out of the G20, and that's where economic power and these discussions in the international market are going to take place. So it's predominantly symbolic. It's pretty much a universal decision by the G7, but it's not likely to have any long-term effects.
So obviously sending a strong message, but it has to be paired with other things, right? I mean, if they're not going to be kicked out of these other forums, if it's not going to be paired with really strong sanctions that are multilateral and consistent, I mean, there's really not going to be much of a result here, other than the fact that Russia does become more and more isolated from the Western world, from the world's most powerful and rich nations?
They become isolated in that regard, but again, they're not going to be isolated from these growing economies. And the United States and Europe have to be very, very careful about these sanctions. That's why the sanctions so far have been fairly light. They will likely increase. That's part of the discussion going on right now. But of course, the Western world trades a great deal with Russia. Russia is now integrated into the international market. And so if the sanctions are too heavy, they are very likely to negatively affect the United States and Europe as well. So it's a very difficult balancing act there.
Well, we've seen the stock market in Russia waffle a little bit in recent days. But what's going on with the German reservations? Why are the Germans a little slow to get on board here?
Well, again, they don't want to set the precedent. And again, Germany is a country that is very reliant on Russia, particularly for gas. We often think of the Eastern European countries as being reliant on them. But in 2010, I believe it was, almost 40% of Germany's natural gas came from Russia. So they are very concerned about that.
So obviously those relations do matter. Those bilateral relations do
matter.
Absolutely. In this case.